it's Wednesday night. This song's about 2 days from now. This song's about getting us all to Friday so we can relax and enjoy the weekend. This one's called Get Me to Friday. One, two, three, more. Just get me to Friday, people. All right, this is another song off of our album that we released in February called Round One. This one's called I Ain't Sorry, 'cause I ain't. One.
Yep.
It's another one off of our record. This one's called Can't Go Back. This is our last song for the evening. We want to thank WMFO again for having us in here tonight. It's a complete honor and pleasure to be here. This one's called Perfect Party.
Playing some real That was the Haymakers. We'll talk to them in a little bit. But in the meantime, here's some Wheel Daily, 91.5 WMFU.
Just goes on. When you cry or think too hard, you can't control what comes out of your mouth. You don't know if you're up or down. Dream that hurts too much to ever think about or ever bring up. Down on Brighton when that time comes, the hides of silence that won't shut up. So simple in the worst way. Austin watches while you fade. You might pop or you might break. Austin watches while you fade. Check your broken tongue. You take a breath and nothing comes out. A dull smile and a parted heart. And time won't fix what yesterday starts. Simple in the worst way. house and watches while you fade. And you may pop or you may break. House and watches while you fade.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
You can call on me again. I don't wanna do the things that make me money. I just wanna be alive and sometimes funny. You can say it's all God's plan, but the more you say it, man, the more I get this upset feeling in my tummy. And it's got me singing like, oh,
.5 WMFO. That was Atlas and Oracle from Sad Songs with Happy Endings. That was Money. Yeah, that would be a happy ending, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it, Haymakers?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, it would.
Of course. Yes, we have the Haymakers here in the studio, and I want to start everything off by, I have to apologize. I know I'm interrupting your practice night. So, I mean, that being said, that getting that out of the way.
Yeah, the problem is that I want to listen to On the Town with Mikey D every week, but we rehearse and then the show is almost over. I'm thinking about how we played, what happened. I forget to switch on to 91.5, but this was a great practice, I think, for us.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
Like I hate you're practicing here.
It was a good time. It was hot like the studio.
So okay, you're in here now. It's significantly cooler.
Yes,
it is.
I mean, I don't think anyone expected today to be this muggy.
No, I think yeah, no.
Especially after yesterday's monsoon. Oh, that cleared up just in time for fireworks.
We've Boston suddenly become Seattle somehow.
Listen, I'm on vacation these 2 weeks, so I just want some sunshine.
You got it earlier today.
Yeah.
I guess.
90 degrees.
90 degrees.
I'll take it. No work.
No in between.
All right. So I have to ask, how did you come up with Haymakers for this? For this project?
We kind of started out as a cover band. Like, everybody brought like 5 tunes that they wanted to play in the band when we first started out, 7 years ago. And we kind of, like, when we would take a cover tune, it was almost like we were punching that cover tune in the face to making it our own cover tune, instead of trying to play it exactly like the band that we're covering.
Okay.
And so we kind of gave that song a haymaker, and I think that was pretty much. And then, you know, we like to make hay when the sun is shining, I guess.
What?
The whole expression, make hay when the sun is shining?
I have never heard that.
Oh, really?
I am way too city boy for that. Way too city boy.
That's a saying.
It ain't a saying around here.
I think it started, we were toying with the hits and the haymakers, and they were like, no.
But I got to say, I was looking up Haymakers on Bandcamp because I love the Bandcamp. And there's a Haymakers out of, I think it was Orangeville, Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why you couldn't have the Haymakers Bandcamp. There was like a couple of guys and the Haymakers. And yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple. I remember the first time I looked it up, it was like some crazy hardcore band from England, I think, that was like stomping around the streets, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, just Haymaker. I think when we chose it, we didn't even have a plan that we were going to record anything or do much more than just keep on playing, having fun. So we did have to figure something out for Haymakers. Haymakers Boston is our handle on most social media.
I was going to get there. Okay. I'm going to get there.
All right.
No, but I just happened to come across the pre-release single that you released last December. So, a little background. I'm the reason they're here. But
thank you so much, Phil.
I forget who contacted me after I spung English Muffin.
Yeah, that was me, Rob.
Oh, okay.
I handle the Gmail and the Bandcamp and some of the social media, so I'm at fault when something stupid gets on online.
But I think I played you guys last month, like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and you had a neat little video with a screenshot of Chelsea Curve and all of that stuff, and I didn't sound too terrible, so thank you for that.
No, that's what made me so excited was I heard it, and I felt like, first of all, Chelsea Curve is one of the best bands in town, so to just even be played next to it, and then you gave us like the real like rock and roll DJ intro, and I was just so excited, so I had to like share it with everybody that didn't hear it.
Well, I apologize that I'm not in full-on mode. My voice is a little gravelly this time out. I spent the last week hacking my lungs, so, yeah, you know, summer colds.
It's the bad air quality that's, you know.
Something like
blame
that.
Canada.
Blame Canada.
Yeah.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada.
The fire is up there, yeah.
Yeah.
All that crazy hullabaloo. Yeah, all right. I won't sing that last part. Anyway, so what is next for you? You have a show this Saturday?
Yeah, we're playing at the Square Root, which we've played there a few times in the past. It's an awesome place over in Roslindale. Coffee shop by day, rock club by night, and we're playing with Kid Gulliver.
Kid Gulliver, yes.
Yeah, and Sour Punch from Rhode Island is coming up and playing. So
it should be
a fun night of rock and roll.
Nice. That would be great. So after this show here, what's next for Haymakers?
We're doing a kind of a hometown show for me out in Central Massachusetts, brewery, Sterling Street Brewery out in Clinton. I went to school out that way. I went to high school out that way. And so hoping to get a bunch of my hometown friends to come to the show. And we love playing breweries as well. It's Sterling Street in Clinton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's out kind of Central Mass, Route 2.
I'm from Worcester.
So you know that. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember playing Ralph's back in the day.
Well, Ralph's is still there.
I know.
So, I mean, they're one of the few that has survived the pandemic and all that stuff. Yeah. They serve food anyway, so they were able to open earlier. And yeah.
Yeah, and also we have another gig. We try to do 1 to 2 gigs a month. And Labor Day weekend, Saturday, September 2nd, we're also going to be at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge.
The Plow and Stars.
Yeah, two sets of high energy rock and roll. At least that's our plan.
And then we'll also be at Sally O's in October as well. So we get a bunch.
Oh wow!
Of stuff
so on. you have a whole bunch of shows.
Yeah, a whole bunch of shows, and then we're going back into the studio to record a few of the tunes that we played tonight, and hopefully a few more in November with the great Dave Westner.
So is it going to be called Round Two?
Woolly
I got
to
ask.
Maybe TKO. Who knows? I don't know.
I think it'll have to be subtitled Round Two, just like the Rambo movies or something like that. Once
call this Round 1.1.
There you go. That's it. I mean, if you're gonna do that, just be super pretentious about it.
1.01.
Right. You'll be rifling through the first Haymakers demos and. It's like, oh, all right, this song's embarrassing. This has got to go on 1.01.
Right. This is when we really get it down, we'll get to that 2.0 version. But
right. Exactly. Yes, indeed. Oh.
Anyway, so anything else you would like to plug?
Are we in Vermont? Are we going to Vermont?
No, I don't know if that's still up in the air right now. I just want to say that... that, you know, over the past year or whatever, we've been really lucky enough to play a lot of great clubs around this, around town, and just how awesome the Boston, Cambridge, Somerville music community is, and we're just so thankful that we've been able to become a part of the community, and we played a great party this past weekend in Dorchester Denstock, which was incredible, and it's just we've made so many great friends with so many great bands around town, and just feel very lucky to be part of this scene.
Excellent. So how can people reach you,
Rob?
Oh yeah, that's Rob's gig. Rob's
job. So we're on whatever social media sites we're on. That's Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp. We do Haymakers Boston because you know now that we are recording and playing gigs, maybe we're gonna bust out of Somerville and become a regional thing. So we wanted to represent the whole Boston metro area. So we also have a link.
And Methuen.
But and then we have a link tree with all of our links on it. It's Linktree, the Haymakers. And
The Haymakers. You gotta have the THE there.
We got the Haymakers. We should have changed that one. Maybe we will. And then we have a Gmail, thehaymakersrock@gmail.com, if you want to email us.
Book the morons Wednesdays because we all know Dell hates practicing.
Right, he'd rather be anywhere else but practice.
We're talking about
Dell's
practice.
Got other bands he plays in. He's like he doesn't have time for the Haymakers.
That's not true.
That's another interview. Maybe we should.
Yeah,
that's interview 1.01. That's the next interview there.
So what are the other bands from the Haymakers seed?
Well, I play in a band West of Willow, which is kind of a rhythm and groove band, a Porch Fest band, the Lucky 88s. We're actually playing at Underbones at Red Bones in Davis Square on Tuesday, July 18th.
Okay.
With the Lucky 88s. And then I play drums with Tom Baker and the Double Down the second Thursday of every month. Although this month I'm not going to be in town, so I'm going to miss that one. But Tom will be doing the Double Down, so that'll be awesome. And, yeah, that's about it.
And anybody else? I mean, Del has proved how much he does not need to practice.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of us are just going to keep on practicing while Del is busy. No, I don't think we...
It'll be like, Del, here, sing these.
Yeah. He can do it. He knows it. He knows the drums and the vocals. We wait in the wings and waiting for him to show up.
Oh, good Lord.
Cha.
All right, get round one at the Haymakers Boston at Bandcamp. I am a huge fan of Bandcamp. Huge fan.
Thanks.
Artists get their monies.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can hear us on all the streaming sites.
And all the streamers, yes.
Yeah. Watch commercials.
Well, honestly, Phil, thank you so much for playing us. And thanks to Joel and all the On the Town with Mikey D team. It's been really great to be here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'll let y'all break all of your stuff down and all of that while I play some Sour Punch.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
Meet me at the bar. 91.5 WMFL. 91.5 WMFO. That was the Spackles with Happy to See You. Graveyard of the Atlantic gave you Exit Interview, and I started that block off with Sour Punch. Meet Me at the Bar, playing this Saturday at the Square Root in Rosie. Yes, that brings an end to On the Town with Mikey D for this week, but tune in next week. Lils will be here, and Larry Newman will be performing. It will be a great time. 3 more hours of Boston and New England music, live music, recorded music, great music. So I'm going to leave this show on an epic. But yes. So this one goes back to 2006. This is Hooray for Earth. I love closing shows with this particular song, but yeah, it just feels right. Anyway, hope you enjoy. This is Hooray for Earth, and this is Something Strong. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO. See you next time.
Respect, making the whole world new.